Cool tune from U2, The Summer of Love. And it's kind of feeling summery today. Wednesday, 23rd of August, blue skies and sunshine. And let me tell you, if you started your day on the golf course at Princess Grant Estate, well, you would be living the life, the way it should be lived. You heard the advert this morning. I told you we were going to be taking you on a virtual trip up the road to Princess Grant Estate and to find out what is hot and happening, because there's lots of news, folks. And if you haven't paid a visit recently, well, this is your invitation to go and see it for yourself. But before you do, let's hear about it. And in the studio with me, I have two very bright-eyed and bushy-tailed representatives of the Princess Grant family, and Karen Lee Govender. She heads up compliance and HR as well as marketing. She's in the house with us, and you would have heard her voice on that PG advert that was playing this morning. Karen, good morning to you. How are you doing on a Wednesday?
Good morning. Good morning, Velita. It is good to be here.
It's great to have you in the house. And you've brought backup and a really exciting new addition to the Princess Grant family on the golf side of things. Golf manager Kobus Okamp is in the house with us. Kobus, how are you doing, my friend?
Good in yourself, man. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you. Not on the green this morning, but in the studio.
Yeah.
So you left the clubs in the car, but but I'm going to be hopefully joining you in your natural habitat soon for an experience. And really, it's all about experience. Mm. And if you haven't experienced the Princess Grant approach to the way life should be lived, there are so many reasons why Princess Grant has always been in the spotlight for those in the know. But now more than ever, there seems to be a really exciting buzz around the estate. There's, of course, new additions, new blood, like Kobus, who recently, you've only just, this is your first month, am I right?
Yeah, correct, yes.
And, you know, headhunted from a really prestigious and respected another place by the name of Silver Lakes. So you're in good company, but bringing your passion and your energy and enthusiasm to leveling things up on the golf front, hey?
Yeah.
This is a big deal. And Karen, how much of a coup is this for Princess Grant as far as the golfing part of the picture is concerned?
So we're super excited to have Kobus as part of the team, and just where we're headed, we are one of the top 25 golf courses in SA, and we know that he's just going to add to that and continue to let that number rise and make it to hopefully number one in KZN soon enough.
Look, I mean, I wouldn't say I am an avid golfer. I love the idea of golf. I've been intimidated by it, but I'm really, really serious about getting getting swinging. And from my golfing friends, who are really, you know, every week they're out doing their thing. Princess Grant is, bar none, ranked, in their opinion, top coastal golf course.
Awesome.
Definitely a must for anyone who is heading to the North Coast and looking for a really stunning course to play. And it's, as a course, there are different types of golf courses, I understand. How would you classify this one, Kobus?
Oh, no, look, Princess Grant, it's a special place. Like, yesterday I had the privilege of playing golf a couple of holes with our president Mike, and on the 15th hole, everybody knows the 15th at Princess Grant, looking to the left over the ocean, you just spotted a whale with a calf.
Come on.
While playing golf, I mean, where else in the world can you actually do that or see it? So that is one. And the wildlife, just the dacres you see in the impala and all of that, it's just an amazing experience. I mean, everybody's just missing out not being at our course. So, yeah.
And even if you're not, as I say, an actual golf player, to have the incredible Lynx Parkland layout, landscape around you, designed and constructed by Peter Matkovich, who's a legend, of course.
Yeah.
It just adds to the whole ambiance, the whole atmosphere. And it's, for those that do play the game, it is ranked as consistently in the top 20 courses in the top 5 coastal golf courses in South Africa. Just really a unique and challenging championship quality golf course, and extremely well manicured, impressive fairway, spectacular views of the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, whale
watching.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, man. But look, that's just one facet of this glittering gem of a lifestyle offering. And let's talk about the other pieces of the puzzle, Karen. Firstly, under the radar, I would say, the word is that the value that you get from buying into the Princess Grant offering is absolutely, in another league. Is that just hype, or is there real weight to that statement?
Definitely weight to that statement. We're seen as a countryside estate here on the North Coast. So we've got both the coast and we've got a little bit of country. We're a smaller estate considering the others here. 426 sites, only 311 bulls. And of that, we've got some underdeveloped stands. So come along and get in. But there's lots more than just the golf at Princess Grant. So you're buying into a lifestyle. You're buying into a community. You're buying into a little piece of secluded paradise amidst the busyness of the North Coast. So that's what we're selling at Princess Grant.
And, we were having a little chat the other day in studio here. You'd popped in for a visit, and Dave was asking a whole bunch of questions, and you were batting them back at him. Look... The thing is, for all of the questions that one might have, there are some seriously compelling answers. So, firstly, as you say, the fact that there are undeveloped opportunities, and yes, as we know, they're not making any more land.
Yes.
So, to find an estate that is as mature and as established as this, and I say mature, but I mean it's not under construction. This is a really it's an estate that is well set up and well run. To find opportunities where you can still buy in and still build in an estate of this caliber, that's a really exciting opportunity. Then when it comes to the question of the brief commute, there's been some really exciting news on the roads front. I believe that, yes, there's some green lighting of upgrading of the final little stretch of road that some folks might have had a question about. Am I going to wear out my tires? No. What's the news there?
So for those of you who visited Princess Grant, we've got about an 800-meter stretch of gravel road. It's part of the country experience, I reckon. But for those of us who are not in 4x4s, yes, we have an amazing visionary general manager, Reynard Annandale. He's a local boy, and he's made extremely good contacts with the municipality and the department and just kept knocking on the doors. And we have finally come to an agreement to, yes, let's sit and get this fixed. And so we wait for the final green lights, but that will soon be comfortable road for those of us in the lower cars. Having said that, it just, like I say, it adds to part of the mystery and the excitement to where am I headed amidst all the sugarcane and getting to the beauty of our gates. Once inside Princess Grant, we are fully independent estates. You've got water running, lights are on, and it's just beauty all around you.
Yeah, this is the thing. But when I first experienced Princess Grant, about 20 years ago, it seemed like it was a lot more in the country than today. Obviously, things have developed and changed around it, and everything seems to kind of come a little bit closer. Case in point, the fact that you've got Checkers 60 and Woolies Dash that can bring the groceries to you. So you don't have to leave your bubble, your oasis of calm and tranquility. The fact that you've got private medical care right on your doorstep as well, that's a huge thing, hey?
Definitely, it's a huge thing. We also pride ourselves in the fact that we are looked after by IPSS, who are on site 24 hours a day. We have now, as an estate, are very excited to launch aerial or drone surveillance, which is very exciting. It shows that we're moving with the times.
And that's the first of its kind that I've heard of for any estate on the North Coast, hey?
Absolutely. So we're very excited about where we're progressing. The father of, or we call him the father of Princess Grant, Guy Smith, said that when he had the idea of it, he thought golf course first. And so his first priority was the golf course, and that's why you have the beautiful 15th and what would be prime property. But the estate has then developed into the landscape, and I think that's what makes it truly special and make it feel more countryside, like I say, in the city or close enough to the busyness of the city.
Amazing. And then, of course, you've got this big focus on community. It's a very family-focused, family-friendly, kid-friendly environment. And lots of events on the go to sort of knit this community together, am I right? Bonfire on the Beach is becoming a regular thing, hey?
Absolutely. So we have a lodge which functions 7 days a week, a wonderful events team. And whether you're planning a staycation with us for a weekend or you're coming to have lunch at the lodge, there's activities. Once a month we have a beach activity. We can curate private activities for you in different parts of the estate. Bonfire on the Beach is a beautiful experience. So depending on your size, we have a wonderful lady, Chantel, who heads that and knows exactly what is needed. We have facilities for weddings, and we can help you plan a beach wedding. Because, again, we have made contacts and know or made leads, and so we can help you with all the planning that you need and the permits that you need to have a beautiful beach wedding on the secluded beach area on our doorstep.
Fantastic. And for those that can't wait for their transfer to go through and to buy into the estate, if you want to pay a visit and experience the best that Princess Grant has to offer, whether it's the restaurant, the clubhouse, or the golfing side of the equation, Kurbis, do you open your greens up to all kinds of golfers? I mean, if we're a newbie such as myself, wanting to learn the beautiful game, would I be able to get in touch with you? And could you guide me and my newbie friends around the course? give me the rundown.
Yeah, surely. I think we obviously we cater for all golfers. It's a challenging course, but it's so nice. I've only heard good things. With even the beginner golfer comes back to the pro shop and he says, yeah, it was a bit tough, but it was so nice, and he'll come back every time. Yeah, it's just one of those courses. Like I've just previously mentioned, when I had a chat with Mike, he's been there for a very long time, from the beginning, and how many thousands of rounds he has played there, I'm not sure, but yeah, it's quite high. And he just said every time you tee up on the first tee box, you don't know if you're going to hit a driver or you're going to hit an iron. So it's a different experience every single time, depending on the weather, obviously. But you take that as the golf, it's part of the game. And yeah, it's just a great course. I mean, from beginner till, I mean, we've hosted a couple of pro events. So yeah, that's our course from the beginner till the pro, elite pro. So yeah, amazing. Everybody come out.
And look, we haven't touched on the beach aspect, but you've got fantastic secluded beach access, an amazing lagoon right there. And for a sort of family weekend, option to sample the best that the restaurant has to offer, and take in nature both on the coastal shoreline and the beautiful greens. It really is a breath of fresh air in so many different ways. Would you agree, Karen?
Absolutely. And I think that COVID has taught us that staycations and enjoying where we are is definitely something we need to do. So book a night at our lodge. Enjoy all that we have to offer, which is swimming pools, which is a beautiful lagoon. You can go kayaking on the lagoon. Then we partner with Pedal Africa, who does the fat bikes along the beach. You can go up to Grumpy's or go all the way down to Zinkwazi. It's a wonderful team building space. So if you want to bring out your teams, it's December now and Christmas parties, we're looking to host you and can really make it magical. We've got bird life on the estate and bird groups that meet once a month and go on walks. And so really just once you come through the gates of Princess Grant, you really don't need to leave until it's time to go back home. And I can tell you that when it is time, you're going to be booking your next day with us. So get onto our website, www.princessgrant.co.za, or give us a call for it.
It's all there.
There we go. It's on there. Sorry. Sure. Give us a call. Book either a meal for a Sunday lunch or in the week and come along and experience the way life should be lived.
There you go. Oh, I found the number. I'm on the website myself right now.
There we go.
032-482-0002 or 5. Yeah. Either one. We'll get you through to the HOA reception or the lodge reception at princessgrant.co.za. So, look, I must just also, a point of pronunciation here. Often people call it Princess Grant, but it's actually Princess Grant.
Yes.
So when you're spelling it, princessgrant.co.za, that's Prince with an S, grant.co.za, and we'll see you on the green this weekend, Corbis.
Yeah, surely. No. Yeah, looking forward to hosting you guys out.
my special guests in the studio with me, Kobus Okamp, the new golf manager at Princess Grant, and Karen Govender, who heads up compliance, HR, and marketing. Lovely to have you guys in the house for a Wednesday. Let's do it again soon. What do you say?
Awesome. So we look forward to welcoming you to PG and to being back.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.
Escape to Princess Grant Estate, an exclusive, secure, residential golf and beachfront estate just north of Ballito. A hidden gem with secluded beach access, pristine lagoon and top-rated golf course, Princess Grant is home to the avid golfer and playground to young families looking for refuge from the bustle of the city. Now you too can make Princess Grant your home. Invest in extremely well-priced, spacious residential stands and enjoy the tranquil elegance of a Princess Grant lifestyle, still with an easy commuting distance to Ballito and Umhlanga. Find out more about the way life should be lived at princessgrant.co.za.